A sound and visual show in the heart of Istanbul started commemorations to mark the third anniversary of the defeated coup. The message, don't forget. The show recalled rogue elements of the military bombing parliament and the presidential palace on July the 15th, 2016. More than 250 people died and thousands more were injured in the attempted coup. But that traumatic night also did lasting damage to Ankara's relations with its European and American allies.
Turkey's Western allies botched the moment that that botched coup offered.
That's international relations expert Soli Özel of Istanbul's Kadir Has University. He says the way Turkey's allies, as well as Russian President Vladimir Putin, reacted to the coup was a defining moment for the country.
The person who was on the telephone all night long was Putin, the Turkish president. The White House had ambivalent reactions. Nobody bothered to call from the higher echelons of the US government, the Turkish president. The same goes for the European NATO partners. That left a bitter taste definitely in the government's mouth, but I also think that it rekindled the resentment in the general public.
Suspicions remain among both officials and the public that the country's Western allies were indifferent, if not complicit, in the coup. Such sentiments continue to be stoked, not least of all because the alleged ringleader of the coup remains a free man in the United States. Ankara accuses the US-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gülen of masterminding the takeover through his network of followers. Gülen strenuously denies any involvement. Analyst Atilla Yeşilada of Global Source Partners says the dispute prevents any reconciliation with Washington.
The United States has to do something about Gülen. At least needs to refer him to the justice system. I understand that Trump neither controls or has any influence on the judiciary. Fine, but that doesn't mean a probe can't be launched. Both EU and America views Turkey's crackdown against Gülen as a purely religious rights versus human rights issue, which is not true. You can't sell that story to 75% of Turks.
Seeking to exploit the rift between Turkey and its Western allies, Russian President Vladimir Putin continues to deepen ties with Erdogan. Russia has just started delivering its S-400 missile system to Turkey, defying Washington's warnings of economic sanctions. Erdogan used celebrations marking the defeat of the coup to reiterate his commitment to Russian military cooperation.
Ve bununla birlikte hava savunma sistemlerimizde dünyada.
They said we could not procure these S-400 missiles, but we did, and we will deploy them. And, God willing, we will enter into joint production with Russia in the future.
As Erdogan defies Washington, anti-Americanism is on the rise in Turkey. According to a survey this month, over 80% of Turks see America as a threat. And because there's growing public dissent over a slowing economy, Erdogan is playing the nationalist card by ramping up his anti-American rhetoric.
He can play this new game, you know, a much more nationalist route within Turkish politics. Because when you ask people whether you like America or not, I think everybody would say, yeah, no, we don't like it.
Sociology professor Mesut Yen of Istanbul's Şehir University. But Yen warns that Erdogan could face a backlash from Turks if his stance against Washington results in economic sanctions.
The external crisis, I mean, can have economic consequences. It can create the feeling on the side of the ordinary Turkish people that, look, we were doing well, but this guy, you know, with his strong nationalism, this and that, create some major problems. United States could be an enemy, but we have always achieved to live together with the United States.
Nationalism runs deep in the Turkish psyche, in particular suspicion of the West. And those sentiments have undoubtedly been stoked by the failed coup. Turkish pragmatism could yet prevent a rupture in its relations with the West. But Ankara's distrust of its allies over the failed coup will likely persist and continue to poison bilateral ties. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.